As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Welcome to a special edition of the Athletic NBA Show, live from the in-season tournament in Las Vegas. I'm your host, Andrew Schleck. With me, I've got my guy, Eric Name. Eric, we aren't going to talk about your team yet.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about the Bucks yet. We're going to talk about this Lakers-Pelicans game, and it wasn't much of a game. Honestly, kind of sad. 133-89. The Lakers were amazing. You could tell the Lakers really wanted this one. And the Pelicans just shot the ball horrifically.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Like, I was working on my story back in the hallways, running around trying to, you know, figure out everything that's going on with the Bucks post game. And by the time I sat down, started writing, I look and the Lakers are up 20. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess this isn't going to be much of a game. And I mean, it really was when you look back on kind of everything that they were doing. LeBron was just ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you can tell he's really locked in. You know, the other day Giannis had joked, like, you know, whoever gets this is clearly better than Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Will Chamberlain, because they don't have an in-season tournament championship. I don't know if LeBron believes the same thing that Giannis joked about, but he certainly seemed motivated.
He did. He put on a show too. He only played 23 minutes, but in that time he had some dunks. He had this heat check three that just lit the entire arena on fire. That was really fun. But those are probably the most fun moments of the game. The third quarter, the Lakers outscored the Pelicans 43-17, and that was the game. So we will see the Lakers in the finals on Saturday. Let's go to the most interesting game, though, because the Bucks-Pacers game was nip and tuck up until like toward the end of the fourth quarter. And it was really Tyrese Haliburton, man, who was amazing. 27, 7 and 15, zero turnovers, tons of basketball joy just emanating from him. Just a spectacular performance.
I mean, he's just a really special player.
Yeah.
I for some people, I guess this would be their first time kind of realizing it. I've now gotten to see him kind of do stuff like this twice to the Milwaukee Bucks. So I've gotten to see it in person a couple times, and I don't know. It's just really fun. I know, you know, Rick Carlisle before the game had kind of said, like, hey, we don't view this as a coming out party. Like, we just view this as an opportunity. We know how good Tyrese is. And that's nice, but it is a coming out party. This is like everyone getting to find out just how good Tyrese Haliburton is. And I mean, sometimes I don't always love the basketball reference. Let's find a filter and make sure that we create this crazy stat kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're not working that hard on 25 points, 15 rebounds, or 15 assists, excuse me, and zero turnovers. You're not working that hard. Those are pretty normal, just numbers that you can type in there. He's done it three times this season. No one else has done it more than once.
Wow.
Like, that's crazy. Like, it's just crazy. Think about the ways that Jokic dominates games. This is what you're seeing, except he's a point guard that races up and down the floor. After the game, Giannis was talking about how, you know, he is their pace. he's the one that races it up and down the floor. But then when the Bucks go to a zone in the second half, he's the one that slows them down and mm-hmm. make sure that they get a good shot. And it's just kind of amazing to watch him exert that much control over a game, and especially a game in which Damian Lillard's on the other side and Giannis Antetokounmpo's on the other side.
Yeah.
Those are two guys that have done that themselves for over a decade at this point, obviously not on the same team in different places, but those are the types of players they are. And tonight here in Las Vegas, it was Haliburton that was in total control of that game.
He was. And I love the construction of their starting lineup. And it's only been their starting lineup for the last, I think, 8 games because they put Mathurin to the bench. But Buddy Hield spacing the floor, Miles Turner spacing the floor, and then Bruce Brown, who can kind of do a little bit of everything, not necessarily a floor spacer, but he can pass and rebound, defend, everything. And then Obi Toppin shot the ball well. And then also just a guy that can go get anything. He had that reverse dunk.
That was crazy.
That was so nuts. I mean, there aren't that many guys that can go up and get that. And you're like, oh, like it felt like it was going to be a turnover. It felt like it was going to be, and it wasn't because it's Obi Toppin. It's kind of perfect for him because you have like the mega athlete. You got the shooters. You have just enough defense. I feel like they got just enough stops in this game.
Yeah,
they're not a great defense, but they got just enough down the stretch that they were able to pull this one out.
Yeah, I mean, and it's kind of the same way. I mean, it's nice that I guess that Bruce Brown's on the team because I guess I'm going all in on this Jokic kind of Haliburton thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, Haliburton just makes all these guys so much better. Mm-hmm. A guy in Obi Toppin that, okay, well, how do you use this guy that, you know, can kind of shoot corner threes? He's athletic. Okay, well, what if we get him to play with the best kick ahead passer in the league, a great lob thrower, someone that can find him in the corners and create for him. Oh, Bruce Brown, he's kind of a weird fit. How's that going to work? Okay, well, he'll just use him in the pick and roll and in the short roll, and he'll find different ways to use him. And you just kind of go up and down the roster. And there's so Haliburton's fingerprints are just all over it. And it kind of leads to this amazing thing where, you know, there's all these guys that they've been good other places, that maybe they've been traded from other teams and you're not sure how it's going to work. And then all of a sudden it's just like, oh yeah, now it all makes sense. It all works. And that guy, Haliburton, is the reason why it all works.
Yeah. And then aside from that, and Rick Carlisle mentioned this after the game, that one of the biggest differences was the bench from the Pacers. Contributions from literally everybody. Isaiah Jackson with 11 points and 6 boards. That TJ McConnell was like crazy effective in 11 minutes. He was just everywhere. He had 3 steals, 4 assists, and 9 points in 11 minutes. Andrew Nembhard, who left the game with an injury, contributed. Ben Mathurin. I mean, they just got contributions up and down their bench. And then you look over at the Bucks, and they just didn't get a whole lot of production from their bench.
Yeah, that was something Giannis mentioned in his post game. He said, you know, you look at the box score, and I can't remember the exact numbers, what it was, like 43-13 or 14 or something like that. But he said, you know, the bench got their butts kicked tonight. That's just kind of how it went. And it, to me, it wasn't just necessarily that they scored points or anything like that with the Pacers bench. I thought Nembhard was the one that kind of settled their offense down when the Bucks went to that zone in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. It really did flummox the Pacers for like 3 or 4 minutes where they weren't quite sure what to do. The Bucks got back in it as Dame Lillard got hot from the 3-point line. And then Nembhard came in and, you know, just kind of made the right play, found his way through the zone and made some plays. And then McConnell, it just felt like had that energy that, you know, it, maybe when the Bucks punch back, take the lead, all of a sudden, maybe the Bucks can run away with this in the fourth quarter. And instead, McConnell makes some plays and keeps the Pacers in it. And I mean, it's just a complete team win. And when you look at these two rosters, if you're thinking of a complete team win, you know, contributions up and down the roster, you're thinking the Bucks would do something like that. You look at the all-stars on that team and kind of what they've been able to do. You wouldn't think of the Pacers as the team that are able to do it. And it was, to me, just a really impressive performance. And as we're talking about the in-season tournament and whether this matters, this is why it matters. Like a young up-and-coming team getting the chance to show the world, hey, this is what we can do. The Pacers have beat the Sixers, the Celtics, the Bucks, and now they are going to have a chance on Saturday to beat the Lakers. And you can say whatever you want about those teams, what kind of shape they were in from an injury perspective, whatever. You can say whatever you want about those teams. Those are four teams that matter in this league. And the Pacers have a chance to knock them out. And that's all because of the in-season tournament. And they can make a statement 20 games into the season.
The Bucks really seem to care about this.
Yeah.
I mean, I popped into the locker room post-game just to like see, like, what's the vibe? Do they even care?
Yeah.
Are they bebopping around? No. Like, it was pretty despondent when I was in there. And like, the only thing that was said the whole time, I popped in there for a few minutes just to... I really didn't have any intention of talking to anybody. I just wanted to like catch the vibe that was in there. And the only question that was asked was from Thanasis, who asked, wait, did this count for the regular season? And then some, I think Robin Lopez was like, yeah. And then like it just ticked down even further.
Right.
After that, yeah. I was like, oh, like they were really bummed about this.
Yeah. I mean, this is a Bucks team that, despite their record, right, they're 15-6 coming into this game, now 15-7. They've been near the top of the Eastern Conference throughout the season. This is a team that doesn't really like the way that they're playing basketball right now.
Yeah.
They've been able to win a number of games because they've been really good in the clutch. Damian Lillard's done his thing. Giannis has had some moments. Chris Middleton's had some moments. Brooke Lopez has had some moments. And they've won these close games. But they haven't been very good defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been great defensively for 5 years. Offensively, you know, I wrote about it a little bit today at The Athletic about how Giannis and Dame haven't quite figured out their pick and roll game.
Yep.
and that chemistry. And I think everything has just been a little bit harder than they were hoping it was going to be on both sides of the ball. Even though, again, they have put together a 15-7 record and they got themselves to the semifinals of the in-season tournament. Yep. So like there are things that are going quote unquote right. But this is a team that just hasn't really enjoyed the basketball that they've been playing thus far. And I think that's kind of shown all season long when they've lost games. Like when they lose, it really hurts because they're kind of searching for those answers.
Yeah. And to that, it was reported by Chris Haynes that the Bucks forward Bobby Portis passionately challenged head coach Adrian Griffin and teammates in the locker room after being eliminated by the Pacers in the in-season tournament. Part of me just thinks like, yeah, like Bobby Portis is a pretty passionate guy.
Yes.
Like he's it's well documented
yep.
that he's a passionate guy. And, you know, you would kind of hope that if they did care about it, that like somebody would be a little bit upset. This is a first year head coach, Adrian yep. Griffin, who is supposed to be the architect of the offense and the defense
yep.
that both have had like interesting moments this season. And so I don't know, this to me feels a little bit like a non-story. I don't know your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that we saw throughout the post-game portion of tonight's proceedings from the Bucks was, to me, it really comes down to a single play. Or I shouldn't say a single play. There's two plays in a row. You have a tip in by Miles Turner to put the Pacers up three.
Mm-hmm.
You have that play. The Bucks had used the zone the whole second half to try to get themselves in it.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden in that zone, Brooke Lopez has to help a little bit. And because of those awkward spaces in a zone, Miles Turner is able to slip in just inside of Giannis Antetokounmpo, tips it in, Pacers go up three. And then with about 2:10 left, Chris Middleton is bringing the ball up the floor. He brings it up the left side. As he's bringing it up the floor, you can see him point Dame in a certain direction. So he points him over to the right side of the floor. And then after looking at Giannis on the left block, he tries to find Dame over on the right side. And instead, Bruce Brown pokes out the pass, goes the other way, misses it, but they get the rebound immediately, go up five. And that to me kind of felt like where the game slipped away. It's just a tip in that takes it from a 1-point game to a 3-point game, and then a steal takes from a 3-point game to a 5-point game.
Yep.
And after the game, kind of what we heard was, you know, Chris Middleton taking responsibility and saying, hey, I have to be better in that moment. I have to be stronger with the ball. Mm-hmm. I have to give Dame a better chance to get where he wants to go. But Dame mentioned the fact that he didn't feel like they were very organized. He didn't know what they were going to do on that play. Now looking back on it, he understands like, okay, Chris wanted me to get on top of Bruce Brown, get the ball, run a step up screen with Brook Lopez. Like, he understood that in hindsight, but in the moment he didn't see it. And you have a steal in a moment where the Bucks have been so good in the clutch this season. And that was a moment where they just weren't on the same page. And when you talked to Giannis Antetokounmpo after the game, one word that kept coming up was any variety of organized or organization. Mm-hmm. He felt like late in the game, they were not organized on defense. They weren't sure what they were doing, how they were defending things. They were giving up transition baskets, something that's been a problem for them this entire season. Teams are running on them like crazy. The Pacers, you mentioned Obi Toppin. Some of those dunks come on him just running faster than everyone down the floor. Isaiah Jackson, who was in double digits tonight, had a dunk where he just dribbled the ball up the floor. Yeah, it was after a made basket. And you're seeing organization defensively, but then offensively, on that play, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're trying to do. And Giannis was complaining about that as well after the game. And to me, that just kind of speaks to all of this, that, you know, the Bucks aren't really clicking on all cylinders at this moment. They're trying to find who they're going to be, how they're going to win games. And again, they've won some games, but they're just not happy right now. And so while, you know, there's always going to be different descriptions of how things occurred in a locker room. But as you said, it wasn't a happy locker room. And I don't think it was a happy post-game press conference from any of those guys. And I think that just kind of shows you where the Bucks are right now as they're trying to figure some things out. They'll have a couple days off now before they get back at it on Monday. So they'll have a little bit of time to think it all through. But yeah, even though they have been winning 15-7, they do still have a lot to think about, and they want to improve quite a bit before this season comes to an end, and they try to make a playoff run.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I think that we a lot of times think about these teams like 2K teams or fantasy teams, like right. where we can just like plug in Damian Lillard, and it's like, oh, of course, like we know what the potential could be. But missing Drew Holiday,
yeah,
it's a huge deal. I mean, he's such a smart offensive and defensive player. We're talking about like organization. Like he helped organize both for the Bucks over the years. And so to take that piece out and bring in Dame, who obviously can organize an offense unto himself, but he plays differently than Drew did. So Giannis is having to figure out how he plays. I mean, it takes time is kind of my point. It's a big transition. We're only a quarter of the way through the season. I feel like you do learn a lot through the first quarter of the season, but things can also change quite a bit from here through the rest of the season. So I like just caution people on making big proclamations about things quarter of the way through the season.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's quarter of the way through the season. Some trends start to stabilize, but with a team that has changed so much, I think this is going to be a really, up and down year. They're going to go through a lot of changes within the season, just trying to figure out who they are, because, you know, you look at them defensively. It isn't just that it's, you know, Drew Holiday for Damian Lillard. You also bring in Malik Beasley, who isn't quite the defender that Grayson Allen was in the previous year. So now your point of attack defense, which has been a problem for the Bucks all season long, you know, in these games really comes out and shows itself. Like, they couldn't keep Tyrese Halliburton in front of them. And lots of teams struggle staying in front of Tyrese Halliburton. Not a unique problem for the Milwaukee Bucks, but overall, it's a problem. It doesn't matter who the guard has been this year. They haven't been able to keep guards away from the rim. It's very easy to get those kicking, those paint touches and then kickouts against the Bucks right now. They are dealing with a totally different identity. And one thing that Giannis said yesterday during media day here at in Las Vegas for the in-season tournament was like, we have to be better defensively. It's cool that we scored 146 points the other night, which they did in the quarterfinals against the Knicks to advance here. Everything looked pretty awesome that night. But they still gave up 122 points, and that's not how they've won in the past. So there's just a lot. It's a new coach. It's a new identity. It's new personnel. And they're going through a lot of it right now. And that, you know, brings tensions up a little bit higher. And all of that is happening while they're trying to win a championship. That is very clearly the stated goal in Milwaukee. That's why Mike Budenholzer got fired after last season. That's why they made the trade for Damian Lillard. The goal is winning a championship every single year in Milwaukee. They've been able to do it once. They haven't been able to do it the last 2 years since then. And that's just the pressure that builds and builds and builds, and tensions get even higher because of it. So it's always going to be kind of pressure packed for the Bucks this season. And that's going to be hard for a first time head coach. And they're really going to have to work through some stuff.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/theathletic.
Spring is the best time to add new challenges to your training, just in time for summer and warmer days. I know I'm looking outside right now. Sun's out, birds are chirping. It's time to start getting outside. I know that I like to get outside and play basketball with my kids. And honestly, I need to get into a fitness routine in order to keep up with these guys. And Peloton is there for me. Peloton's varying class lengths were designed with your training plan in mind. Personalize your workout, whether you'd like to add a 10-minute core session at the end of your strength class, or take a 60-minute power zone ride to increase your endurance. Peloton classes are designed to help focus on your needs and goals. Peloton's classes were made to challenge you. There are a variety of classes like boot camps, boxing, full body strength, or marathon training, all created to grow your skills or push you to improve in what you're already excelling in. Peloton's program and instruction push you to be your best. Their expert coaches and nonstop vibes will push you to new levels of strength and endurance, keeping you on your toes while giving you the professional coaching you need. Peloton has everything you need to get you where you're going. Whether you prefer to run indoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get your head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
So it's Pacers-Lakers.
Yeah.
On Saturday. Should be a fun game. Who you got?
I'm all in. I'm going Pacers.
Yeah.
Like, let's do it. Like, this, it clearly means a lot for them.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Rick Carlisle keeps talking about opportunities, that these are opportunities for his team. And they're just, I don't want to say there's no greater, like, final boss, but, like, if we're talking about, you know, like the final boss in a video game, what, LeBron James.
Hey.
Doing it for two decades, still going crazy.
He looks so good tonight.
Still going crazy. that is the final boss. Like, that is the final boss that you need to win to show that you have gone through this transformation, that you belong, that you should, you know, be in the conversation with the other contenders in the Eastern Conference. So, yeah, let's go for it. Let's say that the Pacers do it. But I really do believe it. I think they're just really hard for teams to play against right now, because no matter what, the Pacers know who they are and how they want to play.
Yeah.
And I've seen it a couple times against the Bucks. They don't care how much they're up. They don't care how much they're down. They're going to play the way that they want to play. They're going to put the ball in Tyrese Halliburton's hands and let him make decisions. And that can be discomforting for other teams, because you're thinking, hey, we got a 10-point lead, we should feel good right now. And the Pacers are just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And they're down and it doesn't matter. Like, no matter what, the Pacers are going to be the Pacers. And that's a really scary thing to play against.
Yeah. They showed a lot of mental fortitude tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to take that punch from the Bucks, because it felt like, oh, okay, here come the Bucks. This is going to be over. Like, stop playing around. Like, Giannis is going to take this game from you. And they didn't. They didn't die.
Right.
But I also just wonder, like, LeBron wants this really bad.
He does.
LeBron wants this just as much as Tyrese. And so that to me is going to be really fun, because, I mean, the Pelicans just stunk tonight. Yeah. Like, they just flat out stunk. And I don't know. You don't want to get into the psychology of it, because I don't know these guys.
Right.
I don't know them that well. But they just played bad. They shot the ball poorly. It could have just been an off night. And that's the thing with the in-season tournament. It's like single elimination. On any given night, you can lay a stinker like this down any given night.
I mean,
it happened tonight for the Pelicans.
I mean, I think this is part of the reason why there's a lot of people, I'm one of them, that subscribes to the idea that, like, the best team is always going to win in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, games, 7-game series for 4 rounds,
mm-hmm.
they're going to win. The best team is that's just how it has to be, because you can't fluke your way into a single game.
Yeah.
Or into a 7-game series. You can for a 1-game, but not for a 7-game series.
Yeah.
Now, in-season tournament, we haven't seen anything like this. What if the Lakers are extremely hot that night? Okay, then they win.
Yep.
What if the Pacers are extremely hot? Who knows? And I think that's obviously what the league was going for.
Yeah.
This is like a level of excitement that we don't really have a comparison for in the NBA. This is something that we really haven't seen before.
Uh-huh.
And that's what makes it exciting. And that's what makes it weird and strange and just new and fresh.
So I'm going to pick the Lakers, if only for this reason, is that it's basically a home game for them.
It was loud in here.
It's loud. There are so many Lakers fans. Yes. We've been making videos throughout this. We went out like during halftime, and we were trying to find non-Lakers fans, and it took us a long time to find non-Lakers fans. There are so many Lakers fans. And I wanted to get your opinion, too, on like the start of the game this afternoon. Yeah. With Pacers Bucks, it was less than half full.
Yep.
It was weirdly quiet, and it's a funny environment for a couple reasons. One, no one was really cheering after a make for either team, but the PA announcer had to be excited about everybody.
Oh, and he made up. He was going for it.
He was great.
He was really going for it.
Shout out to that guy. I don't know who he was, but he did a great job. But the crowd is really weird. The crowd got better as the game went along.
Yeah.
But at first you were like, oh, no.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
what's going on here?
The way Damian Lillard described it after the game was like a USA basketball crowd, where it's like, they're just like kind of happy for everything.
Yeah.
It's not like they're living and dying with every shot, but they're like just like excited. Like, this is fun. Like, these are the best players in the world. I'm having a good time. So it is a weird vibe. It's not shocking that the late game was better as far as crowds go.
Yeah.
Easier time to be around. Like, this first one started at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. tip is weird.
It's just really difficult.
Yeah.
And especially not on a weekend. Like, I've covered plenty of noon games on a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more difficult on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really thinking about it, I didn't know I was coming to Las Vegas until 10:30 p.m. on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And luckily I work for a company that was happy to get me here and cover the games. If you're a Bucks fan or a Pacers fan, there's no way you can't do it. If you're
you don't, and they didn't.
If you're a Lakers fan, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
So we've all been at Summer League. We've all seen how crazy Lakers fans are there. Mm-hmm. So we knew this was going to be the outcome. And I think the in-season tournament has been an overwhelming success. But I do think that is something the league is going to have to grapple with. Because if the Lakers are not involved, this is never happening.
Yeah.
Like this situation where we have a crazy crowd and it's really fun in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not, you're not going to get the same vibe. It just can't happen without, I mean, maybe there's another team, but I don't think so. I think it's just the Lakers. Like, that's the only team that could have that big of a fan base that could show up on this short of notice. And that will be something that, again, I think the in-season tournament has been an overwhelming success. That is something that the league will have to grapple with. And the early tip time. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if you were a Bucks fan in Milwaukee, you didn't even try to come to the game. You just watched from home. You had to leave work an hour early.
Yeah.
Like, it was a 4:15 start in Milwaukee. So I don't know. That's something that the league will have to work on going forward.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's like Thunder Pelicans next year.
It's going to be a tough crowd.
It'll be a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't know that many people are making the flight from OKC or New Orleans.
I don't think so.
And also there's a lot of Lakers fans that just live in Vegas.
Yeah.
Too.
Of course.
Because there's not a team here yet. And most people just choose to be Lakers fans.
For sure.
Because they are the Lakers.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, I'm picking the Lakers because it's a home game for them.
Kay.
Okay. Thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of the Athletic NBA Show. Go read everything that Eric Name writes, especially what he wrote tonight. Go check it out. We thank you for subscribing. Go to theathletic.com/NBA show and get The Athletic for a discounted rate. Also, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'll read it on the show. Hope you guys enjoy the weekend of basketball, the championship game on Saturday. We will have a podcast after that as well. Stay locked in.